So I thought I needed a jingle. So I recorded my daughter trying to say the unwritten memoir of a stay-at-home mom. It's really adorable. Let me know what you guys think. But I'm thinking of using this as my intro. 1, 2, 3. 1, 8,
R. Stay-at-home mom. Under R. 1, 8, R. Under the R. Stay home, mom.
Hey guys, it's Elle, and we're back at it again. Week number 4. And this week is the week of Valentine's Day. So today should be, whenever I put this out, it should be the 12th. So we're a couple days from Valentine's Day. So I thought it'd be a good time to talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things. Let's talk about sex. I probably got all those words wrong, but good enough. And relationships. And I still clear my throat. See, I really think it's a nervous habit because I have a drink right next to me and yet I'm still clearing it. So hang in there with me, guys. But anywho, so I thought I would talk about my relationship with my husband and a little bit about our sex life. So, you know, grandmother, mom, if you guys don't want to hear this, then you might want to exit out now. But for everyone else in the world who wants to hear about this, keep on listening. So my husband and I have been married for 7 years. When we were dating, we broke up once for like 4 days. And when I tell you guys why, I know you're going to judge me. Even my family does. They made fun of me for months after. So I was definitely a prude. Definitely like the epitome of a goody-goody two-shoes when I was post-college. Trying to get my life right. So I broke up with my husband because I thought we were kissing too much. Yes, I was over 20. But I just wanted to do it right, our relationship right. And I was getting so stressed out. So I broke up with him. We were back together within 4 days. But when we got back together, he really kind of like set up good boundaries in our relationship. He just didn't want crazy things like that to happen again with me running amok. So we had date night on Tuesday during the week and then once on the weekend. And he really wanted us to make sure that we still saw our family and friends and yada, yada, yada. I don't think he even said all of that. I just kind of took that away. Or maybe he did say it. I really don't remember. It's been so long now. But it worked out great for us. We continued that into marriage. So we would make sure to go out on Tuesday and then once on the weekend, just us. And then, you know, we might see friends and all that kind of stuff other days. And sometimes it, you know, you change it up if things come up, if there's a really busy weekend and stuff like that. But we tried really hard to honor it. And it was great in our relationship. We waited 5 years once we were married to have kids. Our daughter came a little over a month after our 5-year anniversary. And I think that was one of the best decisions we ever made. If we could have waited longer, I think I would have. Like having like people who get married younger than we did. We were married at 26. People who get married younger than we did and stay like just the two of them without kids for 10 years. People tell me those stories that I'm like, that is magic in heaven right there. We did that because we just wanted to make sure that when we had kids, there was no feeling of they stole our lives from us or we didn't get to do everything we had ever dreamed of or we didn't get to travel or that they were blocking us in any way because we wanted our kids to be a gift to us, and they are. We might have to change things up now. We might not be able to just like jump in the car and go in the middle of the night because our kids are in bed, but we did that so much that we're fine now. And one of us will just get up in the car and go. Usually my husband. I'm the one who's gonna stay home because I don't want to go because I don't like to go places by myself, but that's neither here nor there. So we waited, had kiddos, woohoo. Our relationship went through a little bit of an adjustment period with our daughter. It took us a little while before we got back to having date nights, but it was probably only a couple months, and then we were back to having date nights again. We started our business when she was about 5 months old, so a lot of our date nights we spent working because we wanted to, not because we had to, but we loved it. So then, back to our date nights again. Somebody watched her. It was easy peasy. Then we had a second child. Now date night looks like, first of all, it took us 5 months to figure this out, 4 months, something like that. We decided that we needed to have a date night because we weren't dating at all. So I committed to put our son down at the same time as our daughter. So they go down around 7 or 7:30, depending on the night. And we have date night on Friday night, which means we sit down, we talk to each other, we play games, we might watch a show. We always eat, like we always pick up some kind of food takeout. We eat it together. We've done it now for about 2-3 weeks, and it has been wonderful. The first week, it was really hard. I fell asleep. I just was not accustomed to not having, like, to having free time and not going to sleep. So I fell asleep on, like, half of it. But we still made it work. The second week, I think I didn't know. I was like, I don't know what to talk about, honey. I'm so tired. But now that we're kind of in the swing of things, it's been really good and can't wait to keep doing it. And we also we just decided the other day that we're going to try and go out on a date once every 2 weeks. So somebody will watch both of our children once every 2 weeks. Now, someone takes our daughter out, either her Gigi, my mom, or her Abue, his mom, or one of my best friends, Tamara, and her parents will watch our kids. They've done that for us a couple of times, which is really nice, so that we can go out. So we're not like lacking babysitters or anything. It's just that we have a baby, and I'm solely breastfeeding because I was too lazy to start a pump schedule or rhythm, so he doesn't really like the bottle. So, hey, that's my fault, and I just have to live with that choice now. It's not that much longer before he'll be a year, and we'll be done with breastfeeding. But, okay, so that's kind of just the basics. It's, like, where we are with dating and how that stuff's going. We had to adjust with having two kids. Not so much our relationship was just affected because we had a second kid, but mostly because we had to learn to live with each other on no sleep. Like, we had to learn to be good humans while being tired. because you're your best self when it's just you and your husband. It's easy. You're getting enough sleep. And if you aren't getting enough sleep, it's because you guys wanted to stay up together, not because kids were up and up and up and up. but anyways, so sex. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. So if you've made it this far and you don't want to hear about sex, you're welcome to turn it off right now. But my husband and I waited till we got married to have sex. So to say that we were bunnies when we first got married is an understatement. I was like, I've waited this long. I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. And I'm kind of like, I'm very extroverted. And so I probably would have been down to have sex anywhere. My husband was a little bit more reserved and would keep us waiting until we got home. But I was definitely a wild one in that area. But so we were bunnies and it was great. I remember when I first got married, I was actually really concerned. I went to one of my best friends who was single at the time, actually, and I was just like, hey, like, we only had sex 5 times last week. Like, is that okay? Like, should I be really nervous? Should I be concerned? Just like, please don't ask me. I don't know. Yeah. Now that I'm looking back, I think that's hilarious. But yeah, so pretty much we were a 5 to 7 times a week couple. 4 to 7 times, I'll say that. 4 to 7 times a week couple the first 5 years of marriage. I remember one time I heard this thing that was like, you should commit to kissing every single day for like 5 or 10 minutes before bed for 40 days and just watch your like sex life explode. And it did. If you're ever trying to, if you want to know how to, like men, if you're listening to this, if you want to know how to have sex with your wife every single day for 40 days, kiss her at night before bed, like really kiss her. And yeah. But anyways, so we had child one. She was in our room till 7 months. That did affect our sex life a little bit. We definitely did have sex less. I used to cover her bassinet with a swaddle because I was so self-conscious that she might see something and I didn't want to scar her for life. But it wasn't bad. We, you know, there was still lots of sex happening every week and we just made it work. And then she moved out of our room and we went back right back to our bunny ways. And then we got pregnant again. I wonder why. Crazy fact, though. We didn't get pregnant for the first 5 years of marriage. And we were bunnies. And we didn't use protection. This is definitely TMI. Let me think about whether or not I'm going to regret saying this. No. Okay, we just used the pull-out method, which a doctor would not consider a true method of contraception. But for us, it works. We're not really that concerned. We weren't really that concerned if we got pregnant. We were married and ready. And but we didn't for the first 5 years. My husband is a beast when it comes to self-control. And then after, it's like after you get pregnant once, it just keeps on coming. So yeah, we got pregnant with the second one. Let me think. Backwards 10 months. Our daughter was like a year and a month, maybe, when we got pregnant. So pregnancy part wasn't so difficult. You know, still regular sex life wasn't too bad. There was a part where I wasn't feeling that great and that kind of thing. But then we had a second baby. And there was no sleep to be had between the two of us. We were getting no sleep because I was fully nursing. So in the beginning, he cluster fed at the beginning. So he was breastfeeding every hour for like the first few days. It was misery. I had him in 2 hours and 55 minutes. I barely had enough time to get to the hospital. I had him and I was home within 24 hours. So let's say I went into the hospital like Saturday night or Sunday morning. A little after, I'm not 100% sure, I think she told me I was there for 25 minutes, so sometime after 2, I think. I could be making this up. I'm not 100% sure what time he was born. I have it written down somewhere, but I'm not sure. So I think I was there about 20 minutes, pushed the baby out, and I was home by Monday afternoon. So it was a really short time in the hospital. So lots of things happening at home, lots of exhaustion. So those bunnies, oh, to meet them again. I definitely think things are going to get better again once our son moves out of our room. I am trying to sleep train him so that he doesn't breastfeed except for once in the night. Now, The hardest thing about that is that I have two kids. So my daughter had her first bad dream the other day, right in the midst of me trying to sleep train. So I had gotten our son to, he was trying to eat three times at night. And I could tell that at least one of them, and then later I could tell it's two of them, but at least one of them wasn't out of hunger. It was just out of comfort. He'd eat like for like a minute and then suck me like a passy for as long as I let him, which was not long. But anyway, so I had managed to get one feeding to go away. Then my daughter had her first bad dream. So I was up with her, up and up and up and up, like go in the room, say something to empower her, come back, do something different, come back, do something different, come back. So that took a little over an hour, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but we hadn't gone to bed till like 11. He was up to eat at 11:30. She was up with a bad dream at like 12 something. She finally went to bed around 1:30. He was up again at 2 to eat, and I forgot that I was supposed to be deleting the feeding. So when he wakes up, I would either just like touch his head, touch his feet, rub his belly, something to help him fall back asleep. Or if that didn't work and he got really bad, then I would take him out and change his diaper and re-swaddle and put him down, and he would be fine magically. But this time I completely forgot and I just fed him. Oh my goodness, let me tell you. After that, so she was having some wakeful nights because she was nervous after that. She wasn't really having a bad dream again. She was just nervous she might have a bad dream again. So if she would wake up and it was late, then she would call me in a couple of times. And then me getting in and out of the bed, in and out of the bed, in and out of the bed. I think sometimes he would hear that. So it's been rough. But all that to say that those bunnies are currently a distant memory. We made a joke and we were like, is the desire to have sex the new sex? Or is like thinking about sex the new sex? Like, he and I both want to have sex. We just will get in there to, like, you know, like we're feeling frisky and we'll start talking first, because we all, like, we're married. It's the beginning of foreplay, right? We'll start talking in the bed and both of us will fall asleep. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it'll keep happening. And I'm like, Or one time, you know, we're going hot and heavy, and then our son wakes up. What? Seriously? Seriously. Seriously. And then our daughter, and I'm just like, how does this keep happening? Like, is the world against us? That had never happened to us once with one child. But anyways, we've made it work to the best of our ability. And soon our son will be in our daughter's room. They would both love that, I'm sure. So as soon as he's officially sleep trained, as soon as he can sleep through the night, they are going to share a room. And very happily, I'm sure, both of them would love someone else in their room. And hopefully when they're scared, they'll tell each other. They'll whisper each other's name. And my husband and I can just keep sleeping. That would be wonderful. So that's kind of the gist of it all. I guess that wasn't really like as crazy. I do have some funny stories. My husband and I went out to dinner. Call it romance. And we were at a Mexican restaurant and they were playing mariachi. And I reached my foot over to, you know, play a little footsie. He looked up, I kid you not, serious as day, and said, is there a dog in here? Dog. He just called my sweet, sexy moment a doggy moment. My husband just referred to me as a dog, you guys. I was just like, this is really not happening. Really? Really? Anyways. Oh, another funny thing. Like, when we first got married, my grandmother is amazing. She's great. She took me out and got me tons of lingerie. And I wore lingerie probably almost every day for the first year. I just felt amazing in it. I thought it was so beautiful. And then, you know, after that, I would wear it, like, sparingly or occasionally. I don't know the exact word I'm looking for, but I would wear it occasionally, randomly throughout the week, or for special occasions, or if it's a weekend, and you know, or if I just wanted it to be a sign. And then once we had our daughter, it was kind of the same thing. I would pull it out to kind of inspire beautiful moments and beautiful things. Now I haven't even looked in my lingerie drawer. Like, can we just talk second pregnancy body changes? Like, I have spread from side to side. Spread. Like, that childbearing hips thing must be a real deal. And my body just bounced right back after my daughter. Maybe I lost all my elasticity, because there has been no bouncing in this department over here. I have literally just remained the same. No, I haven't started working out. I did join the gym, but I still have yet to go. So if I've mentioned that in another podcast, I still haven't gone, guys. But my husband did say that we're going to get a treadmill. So that'll be good, because then that takes away all my excuses. So at least there'll be running happening. Because I could use it. And yeah. There are so many more excuses to not do things when you have two kids. Like, at one kid, I feel like you can't really make that many excuses. But now that I have two, I mean, I can make an excuse to do nothing all the time. Just because I'm so tired. And, you know, the excuses aren't just because I don't want to do them. It's really, like, they're true, genuine excuses. I'm, like, exhausted. So, yeah. I really wanted to say thank you guys for listening. You have no idea how much this podcast helps me. It's really fun and light, and it gives me something to do that's not just about the kids. I think that's important for moms, and even though I'm talking about the kids, it's something I'm doing. So I just wanted to say thank you, guys. And I guess I'm ending. I really didn't mean for it to be an end. It was kind of abrupt, right? Oh, and I haven't done a drip, drip, drip rain moment. Okay. So my drip, drip, drip item this week would be Courtney Jean swimsuits. Again, don't have one, but they look beautiful on everybody. She has lots of people of all different shapes and sizes on there, and those bathing suits would definitely cover up whatever happened to my tummy after pregnancy. Like, what are these lines? And someone told me that apparently Black people are more likely to get stretch marks. I didn't know that. I don't think anyone else in my family has them. But maybe. I apparently haven't been looking at anybody else's stomach, so I'm not 100% sure. But I got them this time. So, yeah. It's funny. I actually got them with my daughter, and they had started lightening. But then when my son came, I didn't get any new ones, but they all darkened. And then my stomach, when it went back, it's got these little wrinkly things on it. I don't know. It just is what it is. But nonetheless, I don't even know what I was talking about. I'm having complete brain fart right now. I have no idea. I will say that on Monday, I'm going to girls' night. Woohoo! And it's the first time I'm leaving my son at home with my husband. My son goes down around the same time as my daughter and usually sleeps about 5 hours. But I'm going to come home within 3 just in case he was to wake up. But yay for a real girls' night. I'm so excited. So that should be awesome. And then my daughter's friend's birthday is next week. It's my friend's daughter as well. But I like saying that my daughter has friends, which she does, but it's fun to say that. My daughter had a cookie party, cookie decorating party at Christmas time, and I felt like she was so cool. They say the best party for a kid, if it's not a birthday party, is however many people, like, you look at their age and you invite however many people are that age. So she's 2, so I was supposed to invite 2 friends, and I did, and they had a blast. Such a good time. She, for the next few weeks, was like, can my friends come over? Like, it was a new phrase she had learned. It was super cute. But But anywho, I guess that's it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed a window into my sex life. And I hope everybody has a happy Valentine's Day. I know some people are like, don't like the holiday because too much pressure, or think it's silly. But I love it. One, it's an excuse to eat chocolate. That makes it okay. Two, I get to go to a nice restaurant that I might not go to that week. And three, my husband and I alternate. At least we used to. I think after this year, none of this stuff will happen. But there'll be no alternating. We'll just come up with it together. But we used to alternate. So he would do a Valentine's Day for me, and then I would do one for him. So, you know, one year he took me like to the symphony and to got me flowers and took me to a really nice restaurant. And then the next year I took him to see like Die Hard 2. I don't know what it's called. With Bruce Willis. It came out on Valentine's Day. And then we had dinner at some like pizza joint or something that he really liked. And we still gave each other a gift. Like, he still gives me a gift, but so it was nice. It's like one like fancier Valentine's Day and then one low key. And we usually try to do it the weekend before, because the weekend of Valentine's Day, restaurants are crazy. So we will be celebrating Valentine's Day either tonight or sometime next week, like Wednesday, like the night before Valentine's Day. So we'll see. So I hope you guys have a great holiday. Woohoo! Have sex. Woohoo! Okay. Have a great night, guys. And I'll talk with you soon.